Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Well, hello, interwebs. Look what happened. You put your earbuds in, and now you got my voice reverberating through your skull, along with DJ Daniel, because we are here to play a little game of Zeit is a feather, stiff as a board. Zeit is a feather, stiff as a board. Zeit is a feather, stiff as a board.
Did you ever actually do that?
Stiff as a board. Zeit is a... Oh, my God. Ariel seriously moved at the fucking slumber party. Like, we played Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. And Ariel, like, I swear to God, she, like, levitated for, like, 15 seconds, and then we went on the Ouija board, and, like, her grandma was like, it's okay that, like, you actually kind of set fire to some of my furniture when I... It was all... I remember when I was in middle school, yeah, they or whatever, junior high, whatever the fuck that was,
yeah,
coming, like, over the weekend, there would be... Girls would be tripping about
the wild
Light
stories.
As a Feather was like, yo, like, yo, you want to talk that shit? Daniello went up damn near 7 feet in the air. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We couldn't even reach that high. She almost went to the roof. We had to call her dad.
Like, we had to call Manon to, like, bring her down. It was crazy. So, anyway, Daniel, shout out to you for being here. Shout out to us for being here.
You.
Shout out to y'all, the listener, even more importantly. Shout out to y'all for taking the time to invest in this information, because we're going to tell you what is trending
right now.
Boom. Jam Master J is trending.
Yeah. What?
I'm like, okay.
Many moons later.
I remember, like, his death was sort of like the kickoff of the G-Unit era in hip-hop. Like, a lot of things swirled around. Like, that was the sort of era where 50 Cent began coming up big, too. Okay. But apparently, there have been two arrests made in Jam Master J's murder.
Thank goodness.
From 2002. I did not know. I don't know, like, what the details are of the case. I just know he was killed.
I mean,
and for the longest time, we didn't know what happened, what was going on. But I guess, you know, all I just know is, like, it was in Queens, like, and it's the studio. That was it.
Apparently, there are two longtime suspects in the murder, probably being tracked down for a while, and they've been indicted, and federal prosecutors are going to announce plans on Monday. Wow.
Damn.
That's today.
Damn, he was 37 when he was killed.
R.I.P.
I did not think of that. So what? Damn, he was young as shit.
Hey, shout out my old job, Scratch DJ Academy, for carrying along his message for many moons to come.
What's his message? You mean just of DJing turntables?
Yeah, just of DJing turntablism, but also the idea of spreading the knowledge of DJing so that the art is not lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then you get these people who are like, dude, there's like this app that'll just tell you what the BPM is and it'll just like make it adjust for you. And you're like, that is not, if you're not fucking spinning that plate, just to get a little bit of, I'm gonna have to raise the pitch.
You're not adjusting that.
Not a
wax.
Fucking DJ.
You're not beat matching.
Although Dan, I'm gonna have to hit you up because like as I am locked in the house, I just want to start my own garage DJ sessions because I'm like I'm out here vibing to by myself.
I know you got tunes and you're hungry to mix. I got you.
You know I got tunage. Okay, tunage. Shout out to Dollar Mendy.
Dollar Mendy, the legend.
That one dance he does with his fingers, that's like the butterfly. Shout out the E-Bombs world when that was like the one place legend. People got content.
You know next the story up, about that video too, by the way?
What?
As a brief aside, that people were constantly saying that so many of those videos would only feature women and the only reason they were popular is because it's just like women shaking their butts. And he was like, all right, cool. Well, it's just me in the video.
Watch me 19 of me in different outfits.
Watch me 19 of me doing the dance. Tunak, tunak. Bow.
His acting is like next level. Bow. Anyway, nostalgia. Next. So the president's brother passed away over the weekend, Robert Trump, who kind of looks like Beck Bennett from Saturday Night Live. I saw a photo of him, and I was like, oh, this kind of looks like a Beck Bennett character. No disrespect to either party, just my first instinct, because that's what I do with faces. And so there was a journalist, Laura Bassett, basically has a transcript of the president's comments on his brother's passing, and I mean, like, I don't mean to, like, laugh about it or whatever or anything,
right,
but it sounds like just somebody who is so incapable of articulating any kind of sincere sense of grief or human emotion. He says this, as talking about his brother. Well, we did interact, and he was always there, and he was, you know, he wasn't a jealous person. He was a very smart guy, but he wasn't, you know, he would be there, and he'd be behind me, and if I became, I had the number one show, if I had big success, and no matter what, I did. Whether it was real estate deals or anything else, he was right there in many cases, helped me very much with whatever I did. And then when I became president, he was, I think, one of the most loyal people. There was no jealousy, you know, where a lot of times in families, I hate to say it, but there's jealousy. And especially among children and among children that are competitive children is because he was very competitive. There was not an ounce of this is verbatim what I'm reading.
I also just love that several sentences later, we finally get down to, he was so angry with China. Like, great.
Yeah.
There you go. We got there.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got there.
Honoring his brother's... So, yes, it was a very... I can imagine I would be very upset, Dan, if that's how you eulogized me. I would hope you could get a little more things. Like, you know, Miles, he was never in a lot of times in the podcast game. And, you know, especially when you're competitive, some podcasters are like, but him, he... was there by me initially
there.
And extended play album to mixtape.
Don't worry,
to LP.
My eulogy will be just delicious and beautiful.
Just play some like Liddy mashups from like one of the early hood internet mixtapes.
Easy. You know? No problem. I got it.
Like that one that I don't even know why I'm going that deep. This is what that show is. If you want to hear Dan and I talk music and video games, pay for it. Maybe we'll start a Patreon. Next thing we got on the docket, LA Fitness.
LA Fitness.
And I was like, what is going on with LA Fitness? It's a commentator on the NBA playoffs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the Denver Nuggets were playing the Utah Jazz, and it was a not so great display of basketball. I think it was like 8 or 9 turnovers or missed shots, errant passes in a row. And the announcer, I can't remember who the announcer was, but they compared it to LA Fitness at 3 a.m. And that was...
That's the funniest shit. That's looking so like great. LA Fitness at 3. And for people who don't know, I'm sure... Is LA Fitness national? Like completely national? Or like... I know I see them up and down California on the East Coast. Anyway, it's a fitness club. It's a gym. But... there's, you know, like a lot of places they have a basketball gym in there, full court, like 24-hour fitness. I don't know why I'm describing a mega gym to people. It's a mega gym.
It's a mega
and
gym.
And people are like, dude, it's national. Why are y'all like, it's like, oh, so McDonald's is this place where they serve hamburgers
they serve
quickly.
Burgers. Over a billion sold
fast,
actually.
Just like, you know, fast food, which is the name derivative now, the or quick service restaurant is the actual segment. It's a,
So he's
just making a point that like rec center basketball, if you've seen it, it's a lot of, it's like such a mix of talents and abilities and dress styles and too much equipment, completely inappropriate outfits. It's fantastic. So a shout out to all the LA Fitness ballers out there.
Amen to that.
And finally, Messi, Lionel Messi is trending.
What's up with Lionel?
I had to call this out because, look, he's, you know, probably the GOAT when it comes to this footballer shit. I mean, probably. He's trying to get at him. Sure, people like the Ronaldo-Messi debate. I prefer Messi to Ronaldo. That's just me. But, you know, Barcelona got absolutely destroyed by Bayern Munich in the Champions League. To a score by a scoreline of 8-2. Yeah, 8 to see it, as we say, because Arsenal fans are also very familiar with that specific scoreline. Yes, that was against Manchester United many years ago. I'd say almost 8 years ago. But in this part, a lot of people are like, yo, Barcelona's falling apart. It used to be like the greatest team ever. What's going on? And now there's rumors that Lionel Messi wants to leave the club he has like basically been playing professionally with his entire life.
What?
So that's a big news. And I think it's at the moment, it's just still rumors. Some people say he's saying it to like get the club to actually make some drastic changes.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they have hired Ronald Koeman, who is a legendary Dutch player and great coach to, you know, manage the team. Some people are like, I don't know if that's enough for him. And maybe that he needs to augment the attacking options, whatever it is. But I will say this, if you know, Messi would like to come to Arsenal, that'd be great. And we can do a straight swap Mesut Ozil for Lionel Messi. I feel like that's pretty much one-to-one value right there. And we can do the damn thing. So let us know.
Hey, let's get after it. Let's get messy with the
let's get messy, Gooners. Dan. John, Dan, let's get messy, bro.
Let's get messy.
Let's just get messy in here. Also, let's get M-E-S-S-Y. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in for this trending episode. We'll be back tomorrow with, you know, the standard fare, plus even more. Until then, y'all, you know, keep safe out there. Wear your masks. Do some social distancing.
Please.
Don't be like these idiots I see on Franklin in Hollywood by the UCB Theater acting like it's 2012.
That was so wild.
It was the most motherfuckers are reckless. I was over the weekend. I made the mistake of going like driving by the beach and I could not believe what I saw. And I get the heat and people got to stay cool. But like, it wasn't
nice
people who were trying to get, but it wasn't even people trying to get like right in the heat.
No,
it was like, just like, yo, I got nothing to do. It sucks, man, because it's costing lives. Anyway, among that, also don't do nothing about white supremacy, as Jack always says. So take that, hold that, do well, love yourself, treat yourself right. And till then, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy. Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.